Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the BJJ podcast about jiu-jitsu and life on and off the mat. I'm Jen Eads. I'm a white belt and a podcaster full of curiosity and questions about all things jiu-jitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu purple belt, and I'm obsessed with all things jiu-jitsu.
I think you forgot something, because you're basically the Academy Award-winning. So it's just like that. Anytime you're introduced, it has to be included.
Oh, okay. I'm a world champion purple belt. I feel like, you know, we're at like the 2-year mark now. So it feels like I have to somehow, you know, defend that title, and I'm not doing worlds this year. So yeah, I don't know. It's just a struggle for me.
Is that going to be another episode that we need to dive into that a little deeper?
Maybe. I don't know. The episodes that we do that feel like therapy sessions for me are always rough for me to listen to afterwards.
Yeah. I think every episode is a therapy session for me. That's what it feels like.
And you have to listen to it extra because you have to edit it.
So. Right. And I edit a lot of me out.
Do you really?
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. See, I never remember enough about, you know, what we're saying, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of me that disappears.
So if you notice like Jen not talking during an episode, you should shoot her a message and be like, how much of yourself did you cut out?
All of it. Great. Welcome to Beauty and the Gi with AJ Klingerman.
Ta-da. Great.
We have a special episode.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
The holidays.
Yes.
I want to sing like all the Christmas songs.
I want you to.
Audience doesn't want that, but I want it.
You're basically like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, I can go with that. I love the holidays. I don't go by the, you know, like I have to wait until after Thanksgiving thing to start celebrating. And I blame that on my childhood or thank my childhood for that because I grew up a dancer.
Uh-huh.
So we were working on our Christmas show in July or August.
Oh, yeah.
So that it would be ready in time for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm used to listening to Christmas music half the year. So, and I have at least 3 Christmas playlists on my Spotify.
We'll have to link to those in the show notes.
Definitely the one that I have it's called a FemPower because that's what I call my boot camp class, but there's a FemPower Christmas playlist. And so it's all more like upbeat Christmas songs that you can work out to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm a crazy person. It's cool.
That's what makes class fun.
Yes.
So what's on your holiday list here?
Yeah. So
the must haves.
I made a list of things that would be good for people. You know, here we are. We are a little over a week into December at this point. So if you haven't thought about what to get the BJJ person in your life, or as a BJJ person, you want to give suggestions for what people could get you for Christmas, I've come up with a little bit of a list to help you out with that.
Yeah.
So,
or if you've got the holiday cash after Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. You can spend it on yourself for sure. For sure. good plans. Okay. So, you know, obviously things like rash guards. Ooh, let's talk about rash guards for just a second. We have technically 3 Christmas rash guards that came out. It's 2 different designs, but one is short sleeve and long sleeve, and then the other one is just a long sleeve rash guard. So we'll link to those in the show notes.
Yes.
But they are so cute. I've wanted to do a Christmas rash guard for years and just never had like exactly what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And these, I just love them. So very excited about these rash guards. So definitely going to want to pick up one of those from the Fight Hub. But you know, also gis, of course, maybe like a membership to a site. So, like a yoga for BJJ or something that. Like those are cool things to have, like memberships too. Epsom salt. You can always buy lots of Epsom salt. Our women's Christmas party last year. So we all bring a gift and then do a fun exchange. And we kept joking last year that it was sponsored by Epsom salts. Like that was one of the things like everybody had. I like all things bath, you know, like I love bubble baths and stuff like that. I have to have bubbles in every bath. But you can never have too much of the Epsom salts.
Yeah.
Instructional DVDs or, you know, you can do the download or streaming, just buy the link and send it to them. Or like if you're spending your own money, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Christian Woodmonsey has a new favorite things. which is perfect for the Christmas, the holiday season.
Perfect.
All his favorite jujitsu moves. So that's a fun one. That's definitely a good one that you could pick up, you know, maybe gift certificate for a massage, yes, or chiropractic visit or cryotherapy or something like that. Like, those are definitely good ones.
Mm-hmm. I would say pedicures too.
Pedicure, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, for sure. I always want my toes done. Yeah. A very simple one, like a good stocking stuffer, might be a lacrosse ball.
For what?
You're just staring at me.
Really? I am.
Literally, I keep a lacrosse ball everywhere. There's one in each of my vehicles, one in every one of my bags. It's so I'll put it behind me in the car seat.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like I'm a child. I strap myself in, especially on airplanes. So it's just good for like massage, basically, oh, right? So I just kind of put it behind my back and just kind of work out, kind of get ribs back in place.
Oh my gosh.
Roll your feet out. That's the best. Like, you know, put it on the ground, roll your feet out. It's, yeah, a lacrosse ball is great.
I know what Beth is getting in her Christmas stocking.
I'm telling you, like, and they're, you know, they're like $5 or something. Like, yeah, it's such a great little stocking stuffer for sure. Let's see what else. Oh, if you want to go big, I think they call it the Theraguns.
What's that?
There's some like some jankety versions that are basically a Sawzall with a massage ball on it. Don't get that. They're very painful and loud. But the nicer ones, they're like a, almost like a drill type thing. And it's like a power tool, I guess, with different massager attachments.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're amazing. And it's life-changing, like right on your IT bands or, which, you know, like a foam roller, that's,
yeah,
a great one.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Foam roller is also great. They have those, I think they call them plexi wheels. I will say, if you want one of those, look into getting one that's for Pilates.
Okay.
A Pilates wheel. Okay. Because the Pilates wheels are like $30, where the Plexus wheels or whatever they're called are like $150. So dumb. It's the exact same thing.
Okay.
Branding, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Also, you know, good small things like a notebook, like a nice notebook is always good. I love good notebooks. Or a water bottle, you know, something like that's always good. Yeah. So those are just some really good ideas to kind of get you rolling on what are good gifts for jujitsu people. Finger tape.
Oh.
That might be good.
Okay.
Or supplements. Like, I don't know if supplements are a good Christmas gift, but, you know, like maybe a good like CBD salve or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think about like what I usually get in my stocking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is good. Maybe I could put something healthier in there.
You could.
I could.
Some like protein bars or something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I usually get like a turkey jerky in my stocking. That's pretty normal. That's usually one of the things. A really good gift. So there's a company called Ascension Jewelry.
Okay.
And they make jujitsu jewelry.
Oh.
My favorite is this necklace that is like an infinity symbol.
Okay.
And it says BJJ and it has like a heartbeat to it and it has a heart on it. It's a very, very pretty necklace. And like, I'll just wear it with dress clothes. So I still feel like a jujitsu girl, uh-huh, even in my dress. But they've got some really cute stuff. So that would be a great Christmas gift.
Okay. We will link to that too.
Yeah. I like that. Those are good ideas.
I'm all excited for the holiday season.
I'm always excited for the holiday season. At one point in time, so this is, I have not counted how many people are on my list this year. I need to count. I haven't. But there was a long time where I had around 78 people I shopped for Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If you give me like 2 minutes, I'll count and tell you how many I have.
That makes my head hurt.
Right now. But gifts are my love language. They really are. Yeah. And it doesn't, like for me, from the receiving side, it doesn't have to be anything major. Like if you got me a lacrosse ball or if you got me finger tape or whatever, like I would just, if you got me a card, like one of the nicest things ever, and I think we mentioned it on the show, but like somebody gave me a thank you card at the Ego. And I was like, that is the sweetest thing I've ever had happen.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter what it is. And a lot of times it's just the gift of presence. You know, like the fact that that like you're there when something's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so gifts are my love language. So Christmas really is that opportunity for me to get to show love. My family started doing like the drawing thing for the kids. There's four of us kids and then our spouses to do a drawing. And I hate it. I hate it so much. I want to buy for who I want to buy for. I don't like being told what to do.
I can't imagine seeing, I can't see you with any issues with any of that.
Yeah, I hate it. My grandma, before she passed, did not allow anyone to buy her Christmas gifts. And so every year on Christmas Eve, we would drop her presents off on her doorstep and put they were all from Santa for as long as I can remember.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I would buy her all the Christmas gifts and just leave them on her doorstep.
That's fantastic.
Eventually she, you know, would know it was me and she would call and be like, if you could pass along a message to Santa and let him know, I really appreciate it. Like, I don't like being told what to do.
I've gathered that.
So I can't help it. It's who I am. My friends try to like, you know, give me parameters for shopping and it just, they know better by now.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? I guess they could always bring someone they love to camp.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good. That would be really good. So we do have our camp on sale now, and we have announced most of the instructors at this point. But yeah, you could bring someone along to camp. And if you want, if you shoot me a message, I will make a gift certificate for you and give, you know, something you can put in an envelope or something to give to them for Christmas. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think so. We are going to announce the last instructor the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the gift that keeps on giving.
She is. And it'll just be a delight. So, you know, you'll might have to spend the day with your family if you, you know, need a good laugh or something. And she'll be the perfect podcast to listen to and just cheer up a little bit.
Right. Exactly. So there's your hint.
There's your hint. Yep.
Okay. Something you could do for us that would be really helpful would be to go subscribe to our new YouTube channel. And in addition to the pod, so we're going to release the podcast there and hopefully help more people find us. But we're also going to start putting some actual videos on the YouTube channel. And you don't want to miss that because we're going to have some fun there. It's just an extension of what's going on.
Yeah. We've had several people ask for different videos, you know, getting out of side control and good takedowns and anything like that. So I'm going to do a few different instructional type videos on there and we're going to do some Q&A and it'll be good.
So go subscribe to Beauty and the Gee podcast YouTube channel. And if you've not already subscribed to this podcast, I don't know what the delay is, but subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. The other gift that you can give someone is if they haven't heard about the podcast or maybe they don't know how to listen to a podcast, take their phone out of their hands, show them how to subscribe to a podcast. I would suggest Beauty and the Gee.
That'd be podcast. A great one. I like that one.
Because you know what? Even if they don't do jujitsu, I have a friend that religiously listens to Sunday Self-Care and I get a message from her every Monday.
She's
never going to do jujitsu. Yeah. I won't say never. But probably not.
Right.
But she loves Sunday Self-Care.
Nice. One thing I thought was funny was when the episode came out with my sister, Brittany.
Yes.
I sent out the link to all of my family and some of them started listening to the podcast because of that episode. And I was like, that's the 50th episode. Right. So 49 episodes you chose not to listen to until I get my sister on there. But, you know, like even though they don't do jujitsu, they went back, my stepdad, Danny, for one, like he went back and listened to a bunch of them and he was like, I love it. It's really good.
Good. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice.
So yeah, give the gift of podcasting to someone because it will totally change their life if they haven't listened.
I also think I have like a document that kind of explains like how to do a podcast. So if you want to shoot me a message, I will send that out to you as well.
Maybe we should put a video on our YouTube channel.
Oh yes, that would probably be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. Okay. We have big plans.
Big plans for you guys.
Oh, and we have some shout outs too.
Yeah, we do. First of all, we want to welcome any of our new listeners that found us because of either BJJ campaign or the Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Mm-hmm. We together have been on BJJ campaign. They always show us a lot of love.
Yes.
We love those guys. Well, they're my kids, so I have to love them. I'm just kidding. I love you whether you're my children or not. That's a joke. They asked me to adopt them about a year ago. So, you know, we have their rash guards and everything. Yes. Like, yeah, we show a lot of love to each other. So thanks to the BJJ campaign guys, Jeff and Phil, and to any of the listeners that have come to us from them. And then we have received a lot of new listeners from the Jiu-Jitsu podcast too.
Yeah.
So welcome to Beauty and the Gi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out Karen.
Yeah.
Because she was at the Ego tournament. And I did not get to meet her.
Yeah, she's sad that she didn't get to meet you too.
So next time, next tournament.
Yes. Yeah. So hello, Karen.
Yes.
Also, we want to shout out Rachel in California. Yes. Yeah. So we appreciate all you guys listening. We really do. So feel free anytime to send us a message. We get a lot of questions, some that we can share with you on the podcast, some that are very personal and private that, you know, we kind of help, just kind of help you get an outside voice to guide you through the different issues, whether it's cutting weight or an issue with a, you know, another teammate or instructor or anything like that, we're here for you.
Exactly. And we love to hear from you. So find us on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. I'm hanging out there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman.
And we will see you
on the mat.
Or under the tree.
What gave you the giggles?
I was just thinking that. I don't know. I just get overcome sometimes. Okay, I can do this. I can read our intro in one take. That's the goal. All right. Or do you want to read it?
Well, there's nothing to read.
Oh, you're right. There is nothing to read.
It's just from memory. And it's like, no.
Okay, okay. I'll do it.
You do it.
I'm going to step up. Reader. Okay. Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Oh, see, there we go.